I'm Diana, and I love printing and design, typography and branding, books and publishing. I've traveled the world learning about trends to share with my students and with my readers. But I haven't forgotten where I started, writing papers about paper on paper. And now I've created a podcast to share what I know with you. So let's talk paper scissors. It comes as no surprise that interviews can be intimidating. Full stop. Yes, and I believe that there are ways to use interviewing to our advantage, make genuine connections, and boost creative confidence in the process. Here's how. Let's start with the two big categories of interviews. There's job interviews, and there are informational interviews. The goal of the former is to, of course, fill a position that's a good fit for all parties, while the goal of the latter is to make a connection, learning about someone's stories in the process. Today's focus is on informational interviews. These types of interactions live between formal and informal, purpose-filled and open-ended, and they hold so much possibility. Reaching out to someone who is working in the job that you hope you will have one day, or reaching out to someone who is doing interesting creative projects that align with your interests are both perfect reasons to make that connection. Informational interviewing provides incredible opportunities for learning from others' lived experiences, which not only strengthens our understanding of the world, it also allows us to make a new contact who may turn out to be a collaborator on future projects, which has happened to me on multiple occasions. All of this helps to boost our creative confidence in the process. Now, I do have a confession to make. I do not love networking. In fact, I don't even like networking in the traditional sense. It can feel forced, it can feel awkward, and it can feel like the loudest person in the room often garners the greatest attention. But the process of informational interviewing flips traditional networking on its head. It's not one-to-many, spontaneous, and out of control. It's one-to-one, it's planned, and it's an in-control process. So it's really wonderful for both those who love talking and those who are more shy in traditional networking situations. Now, even if you don't know the person that you're reaching out to yet, people love to talk about themselves and their creative journeys. Often, it's just a matter of asking. But I'm right there with you that cold calling can feel scary, it can feel impersonal, and it can feel downright icky. But the opposite of a cold call is this magic thing called a warm email. Now, a warm email is a polite, a positive, and a to-the-point written communication to act as an introduction. More on warm emails in just a minute. But what happens, let's say, that you reach out to that person via a warm email and that person doesn't respond? Doesn't feel great. But here's the thing. I recommend giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're busy or they're away or the timing just isn't right for some reason. And not that you did anything wrong. It's not you, it's them, and that's totally fine. It's your job to then reach out to the next person on your list and the next. And the next one after that, knowing that, just like sales, asking for a coffee chat or for a Zoom call is a numbers game. Cast a wide net and reach out to lots of people, knowing that you may only get a couple of responses over dozens of emails. Really, this is a realistic way to approach the process. And then before you know it, you'll have a whole new network of creative confidants to learn from and explore with. And this is exactly what has happened to me over the last 4 years since starting this podcast. While I started in 2019 with a shaky voice and my head stuck in a box, literally, there's now a whole community of people with me on this journey. In the past 4 years, I've had the chance to work with over 100 individuals with whom I never would have met if it weren't for this medium and this informational interviewing hive in disguise. I love being able to show the process of seeking out and reaching out to potential interviewees in my advanced typography course in particular. As a class, we collectively make a list of people in the type world that we would love to talk to, and I send them all a warm email or a direct message using an approachable templated process. I make all of these messages available to students so that they can see how I make this initial approach, all the way through to landing the interview. They can also see that I contact more people than I think I'll need in order to secure just a few interviews. This helps them provide some sense of realistic expectation around the process that is true for current students, recent grads, and professionals alike. Using this same process of seeking out and reaching out, I encourage all senior students in the final year or two of their undergrad or at a graduate level to aim for at least one informational interview a month. Being a current student provides an incredible reason to talk to those in industry. However, I also encourage you to find reasons to connect beyond the classroom after graduation. Imagine moving through your professional life, maintaining this momentum of one informational interview each month. This represents 12 connections a year, 120 connections in a decade, and hundreds more over a lifetime. I can think of few better ways to spend time to progress professionally than doing this type of informational interviewing. Now, I will say, it's not to say that informational interviews are meant to get you the job. That should not be the core motive for reaching out. However, I've had individuals who have asked me for an informational interview. I then saw that they were passionate and capable and proactive and kind human beings, just the kind of people I would love to work with. So these students and recent grads have gone on to work with me in teaching assistant capacities, as well as co-publishing articles, co-creating episodes for this podcast, guest lecturing in my classes, and being recommended for roles that I hear about through my networks. It's a mutually beneficial relationship that may blossom sooner or later into something much bigger than a single 20 or 30 minute conversation. You just never know until you make that initial connection. It's often said that it's who you know that gets you your next job, but this is only half correct. It's actually who knows you that gets you your next job. Much more accurate. So get in front of others. Show them that you're curious and that you care, remaining open to a conversation that may or may not lead somewhere incredible for the both of you. Okay, so have I convinced you that informational interviewing can be a beautiful way of life to connect with creative people? I hope so. And to help get you started, I've shared my warm email template in the show notes at talkpaperscissors.info, as well as on my website under education. This template makes reaching out to someone you admire but don't know personally an easier task. It's one that I use all the time for connecting with new podcast guests, which results in extremely high reply rates. This template's based on my corporate sales training, my years of helping students find internships through cold calling, and my own trial and error, 15 years in the making. In this resource, I also share what to do after you make the initial connection. What to do once someone said yes. Happy connecting.